Milton, of the Supremes.
Hey, Boston.
I'm up on a tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tight rope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place me. A comedy of errors and I'm falling. Like a rubber net giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre, putting on a show for you to see. Past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre, but I ain't gonna show you to see.
That was Tightrope by Leon Russell. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. I'm Lauren, and this is some version of Pisces season. I'm actually subbing for Radio 10 right now, so I'm playing my own version of 4 o'clock music. I decided that today's a nice day, and when it's nice outside, it's nice to listen to like happy, exciting music. I don't know if you would think that the music I'm gonna play is like happy and exciting, but I think it is. So that's what we're gonna do today. I have been really returning to my roots, listening to a lot of country music recently. So there will be some of that. I don't know if it's like, I feel like people that I know would have an issue with me calling it country music because it's pretty like user friendly country music, I would call it. And I didn't really dig very hard to find any of these songs, so they're not like underground by any means at all. But it's what I've been listening to recently. I feel like that is my vibe for the summer, is coming back and reconnecting with my home of Mississippi. I feel like there's like, maybe this is like, I feel like a lot of country music, like at least like older country music, has usually has a very intricate storyline as the lyrics. So they tell stories and they're usually like very dramatic and complicated. So it's not really fair for me to call it like like simple because it's not. But I've been feeling a lot more simple recently, a lot less. I honestly don't have words for it. I guess it's mostly just simple, and I feel like country music best suits that mood. I'm not trying to like say horrible things about like any of the music that I'm playing or have been listening to. Maybe it's like something simple because it's back to basics for me, like back to Mississippi. That's where I was raised. It's simple. It's straight to the point for me. After all of that, I'm gonna play a song that's not country music. So, alternatively, I've been thinking a lot about Billy Joel, not thinking about him, but listening to his music and, you know, thinking about, I think it's mainly just the song Vienna that's like made all of Billy Joel's music for me, like slowing down. And I think that was the start of the Simpleton era. And now I've just come to Billy Joel and with that. So that's what I'm going to play next. If you want to call, suggest a song, tell me to stop playing music, any of those things, say hi. You can call. The number is 855-915-9636. Or if you don't like calling, you can go to WMFO.org and click DJ chat and we can talk. You can like text and stuff. It'll be cute. Okay, yeah. So up next is Moving Out by Billy Joel.
limitations. And your father to your sister, he explains that you're tired of yourself and all of your creations. Won't you come see me, Queen Jay? Won't you come see me, Queen Jay? Now when all of the flower ladies want back what they have lent you, and the smell of their roses does not remain, and all of your children start to resent you.
That was Queen Jane, approximately, by Bob Dylan. A few things. I saw this, like, thing, and it was like, I'm in my Bob Dylan era, and in parentheses was like, I'm wearing a jacket that's, like, not suited for the weather. And so now I think about that every single time. I see Bob Dylan's name, but I also, my friend Jill never wears a jacket that's appropriate for outside, so I kept telling her that, and telling her she was in her Bob Dylan era. And then yesterday she was like, oh, I have a present for you, and she got me a cassette of this album, which was so kind. And so I've been listening to that on my Walkman recently. That and WMFO on the Walkman, which is super strange. I've also become a lot more acquainted with the Boston radio stations, and I feel like I am always surprised by the things that people say on radio. I don't know. I feel like, yeah, like, I don't know, we all slip up and say, like, crazy things sometimes, but I feel like there's, like, a whole, like, genre of show of, like, radio that's, like, people just saying the most insane thing possible at, like, 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. Like, I feel like there's no reason to be talking about, like, some of the things. I don't know. I feel like it's pretty low to talk about some of the things, such as, like, women on the cover of magazines, or other explicit things I don't want to talk about in the middle of the day on the radio because it feels wrong. But I don't know, I guess that I just think that I guess I have, like, such an idea of, like, strict rules about what you can do on radio, and it's not the case, and I've learned that through flipping through Boston radio shows, radio stations, I guess. Yeah, so that's why WMFO's superior. Also superior because it's freeform, you don't have to listen to ads, which annoys me to no end. Anywho, you just have to listen to the horrible music of Tough Students. I have another song for you. It's by Alabama Shakes. I feel like I played music by them a while ago, and I read something weird on their Wikipedia page, and they said it, and I was like, wow, that's so weird. So I'm gonna go see if I can find that while this song plays. This is I Found You by Alabama Shakes.
This isn't sometime, yeah, it's for always. If I'm gonna love you with all of my heart, and if there is no more time, it's always remains. Even as the world fears to step apart, 'cause I remember the day I waited so patiently for God to bring someone who's gonna be good to me. And then it rests my soul.
was I Found You by Alabama Shakes. I think what I was expecting to find was to look them up and see that they weren't actually from Alabama, which is not the case. They are from Alabama, and performed a lot in this random town called Decatur that I always drive through on my way to summer camp, and they have a Waffle House there. Random. But what I found instead is that one of the band members is a criminal, and they're on hiatus and probably will never come back because of said criminal activity. So that's unfortunate. I don't think that's what I was expecting to find at all. So maybe I just like made up this memory in my head. Who knows? Only God. I'm going to play another song by the Avett Brothers, or Avett. I don't know. From their album, I and Love and You. I was considering just like only playing that album, but I won't. My brother showed me this song like 2 weeks ago, and I've been listening to it nonstop because I think it's the cutest song and happy song. It's really sweet and cute. But like all sweet and cute songs about relationships, usually the people that wrote them break up in like a horrible divorce or something like that, as is the case with this song. But it's still a cute song nonetheless. So yes, here is January Wedding by the Avett Brothers.
She keeps it simple, and I am thankful for her kind of loving, 'cause it's simple. No longer do we wonder if we're together, we're way past that. And I've already asked her. So in January, we're getting married. She's talking to me with her voice down so low I barely hear her. But I know what she's saying, I understand, because my heart and hers are the same. Circumstances we were born in. She knows which birds are singing and the names of the trees where they're performing in the morning. And in January,
was January Wedding by the Avett Brothers. I tried to look up which brother it was that got married and wrote that song, but they're both named S names, and it was too complicated, so I gave up. Now it is time for a PSA, and today's PSA is the Mystic River Reservation PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. That was an interesting one. It's like an hour walk to Mystic River, if you really want to do that. It's nice there, though. It's a beautiful day to go walking. Maybe not the time to go to Mystic River right now, but nonetheless, a beautiful day to walk. I was sitting on the porch earlier, listening to music and studying, and then Jill walked up and was like, "Oh my god, what are you doing here?" And I was like, "Oh my god, what are you doing here?" We lived together, so that wasn't a crazy moment at all. Anywho, I'm gonna play another Bob Dylan song. These next three songs all have something to do with, not particularly the Rolling Stones, but kind of the Rolling Stones, maybe just a Rolling Stone. So I just thought I was being funny whenever I did that. It doesn't have any like meaning at all. I just wanted to play these songs and I realized they all have Rolling Stone in it and I was like, oh, cute, they'll go together. So up next is Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan.
You dress so fine, do the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. So loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without? But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. Now you got no secrets to conceal.
Was Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan, the first song in this trilogy of Rolling Stone theme songs. I don't have much to say about that song, so this next song is a song that I have played before. I actually played it on like my last or second to last show with my brother, and it's, he reintroduced me to this song. This is like a song my grandparents used to play. It's a silly, goofy song. It's not serious. Okay, this is the cover of The Rolling Stone by Dr. Hook.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
I got a freaky old lady named my Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Not the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Hey, I know how.
Rock and roll.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We got a lot of little teenage blue-eyed groupies. We'll do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh. Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother? Won't see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. On the cover of the Rolling Stone. Won't see my picture on the cover.
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Won't buy 5 copies for my fellas. Won't see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Right up front, man. I can see it now.
We'll be on the front smiling, man. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that was the cover of Rolling Stone. This next song is not country, but it is a classic, and it used to be my brother's favorite song when he was little, and he would like sing it all the time. And for some reason, this song stuck in my, like, memory so much. But I didn't actually, like, know this song because I was, like, a child. And I wasn't like, oh, yeah, the song by the Rolling Stones. So it was just, like, I never knew what this song was until, like, I think it was in, like, the show Sex Education or something. And I was like, oh, that song. And then I realized, how dumb I've been for years, because it's extremely easy to find this song. And I was just like, oh, that mythical song from my childhood. Nope, it's, you can't always get what you want from the Rolling Stones, so not difficult to find at all. But yeah, that is what is up next.
Oh, at the reception, a glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. Of abuse, singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. Just flat by. You get what you need. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh. I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. Ill. We decided that we would have a soda, my favorite flavor, cherry red. I sung my song to Mr. Jimmy, yeah, and he said one word to me, and that was there. I said to him,
time. been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Wolo said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. He said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that aimless boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. Walking on home cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. Screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. The Georgia Patrol was making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? The judge said guilty on a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile and said, supper's waiting at home.
That was The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia by Reba McEntire. Classic, amazing song. I was like obsessed with that song in like 10th grade, and I think it was like one of my top songs of the year, which like as it should be, it's a great song. Yeah, just random. Anywho, I have one more song left. It's also a great song. I don't really have much to say. I'm running out of points. So, yeah, that's about it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. This has been somewhat Pisces season. I'm Lauren. You're listening to WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And up last is A Horse With No Name by America. Thank you.
there were sands and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
La 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 la.
After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. And the story it told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. With its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such come down. Coming back, we're going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground. An appointment or disappointment. Step back.
Crazy. In the morning I'm awakened by the birdies. Better have a call about a bag by 8:30. 9 o'clock on the dot, pray and brush my pearlies. 10 o'clock, Waffle House, All-Star, serve it. 12